CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
Huron County's planning manager says she was happy to see that County Council approved a proposal for affordable housing in Goderich. Denise Van Amersfoort says the proposal consists of 39 apartment units in a building on the former Victoria Public School property on Gibbon Street. The plan includes a mix of 10 supportive units and then 29 affordable units.
Rent geared to income, as well as what we call affordable, which would represent approximately 80% of market rent. The supportive units are geared to individuals in our community that are transitioning out of homelessness, and those units will be provided with wraparound support to help them in that transition.
The total capital cost will be about $20.4 million. Some of the funding will come out of county reserves, and there'll be some financing over a period of years. Researchers from the University of Waterloo's Department of Biology have been studying the water quality of Southampton's Ferry Lake. Saugeen Shores Mayor Luke Charbonneau says their findings show coarse sediments are seeping into the water and above normal pH levels.
That's some good information and some good advice from some experts, and now we have some things we can go forward with to make sure that the lake is in good shape for years to come.
Some of the recommendations include integrating a treatment wetland, soften and naturalize the shoreline using native grasses, and to stop feeding geese in and around the lake. Kincardine Council held a special closed meeting Wednesday to discuss the Chief Administration Officer recruitment process. Mayor Jerry Glover says the main motivation for the special meeting is to gather recommendations from staff.
Take the recommendations from the CAO Recruitment Committee, who met about a week ago, to put them to council to understand the direction we need to go, whether that as we go back to the CAO recruitment process and start this all over again, or do we look at the second.
He expects a release regarding the decision to be sent out to inform the public within the next couple of weeks. The Brussels 150th homecoming event gets underway tonight. Co-chair Dan Fritz says the event will spread out over what will be an extended long weekend.
It is all in this weekend. We spread the event out over 5 days, so we do encompass the Thursday night and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we do have some events going on the holiday Monday as well, so August 1st, so kind of a five-day spread.
Opening ceremonies are set for 7 o'clock Friday night at the Ball Diamond, and a parade will be held at noon on Saturday. Hockey Canada says since 1989 it has paid out $7.6 million in 9 settlements concerning sexual assault and abuse claims, mostly related to abuses against some players under former junior coach Graham James. The figure does not include a settlement with a woman who sued the organization this past spring about an alleged group assault 4 years ago. New Democrat MP Peter Julian says Canadians have lost confidence in Hockey Canada and it's time for a leadership change. And Ontario parents can book COVID-19 vaccine appointments for their babies and preschoolers today. The province's booking portal will open for pediatric vaccine appointments for children aged 6 months to under 5 years. Appointments can also be made through health units as well as some primary care providers and pharmacies. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. St. Louis snapped the Jays' 7-game win streak. The Cardinals beat Toronto 6-1. 42-year-old Albert Pujols had a 3-hit night, including a 3-run home run. He passed Rogers Hornsby for 4th on the Cardinals' all-time hits list. The Yankees lost 3-2 to the New York Mets, but they did get an early jump on the trade deadline. The team picked up All-Star outfielder Andrew Benintendi from the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City gets 3 pitchers. Meanwhile, Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Chaim Bloom says the team is not looking to move Xander Bogaerts or Rafael Devers ahead of next week's MLB trade deadline. Bloom says he still believes the Red Sox can grab a postseason berth. Edmonton will host next month's World Junior Hockey Tournament, despite the fact Hockey Canada is in the middle of a parliamentary hearing around alleged sexual assault cases and the organization's handling of them. The World Junior Tournament's operated by the International Ice Hockey Federation and not Hockey Canada. And WNBA star Brittany Griner's drug trial continued in a Russian court. She acknowledged earlier this month that she had vape canisters containing cannabis oil when she arrived in Russia, but contends they ended up in her luggage inadvertently. She was arrested at a Moscow airport in February and has been detained in Russia ever since. Some morning fog, staying mostly cloudy for the day with a chance of an afternoon shower, maybe a thunderstorm, high 27. Partly cloudy tonight, low 11, a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, 24. Tomorrow night, clear, low 1, sunny on Saturday and 26, Sunday sunshine and 29.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.